This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, March 16th. God's word to you today is needing alignment. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah 23, verse 24, and it says, "Can anyone hide from me in a secret place? Am I not everywhere in all the heavens and earth, says the Lord." Daniel and his friends were far from home and could have rationalized any behavior by telling themselves no one will know. So far from the temple in Jerusalem, they could have reasoned, God will not see. What can we learn from them? Psalm 94 verse 9 says, "Is he deaf, the one who made your ears? Is he blind, the one who formed your eyes? Do you think that God cannot see you? How does it make you feel knowing that God sees everything, not just our actions, but even the motives of our hearts? Liberating, scary, or intimidating? I need you to wrestle with this a bit and be honest with how it makes you feel. When you were taking that thing, God was there. When you were doing that thing, God was there. When you were sending messages you know you have no business sending, God was there. When you were sending pictures that you know you should not be sending, God was there. God is still here now, and it is the heart he looks at, not our actions. We need to translate the word into actions so that it can benefit us. It is the doers of the word that are blessed. In line with this, I want you to outline one concrete step that you will take beginning today to align your private character with your public reputation. Start from the areas you are struggling with, the areas you listed in yesterday's devotional. Decide on one concrete step you are going to take. Then, beginning from today, align your private character with your public reputation. Next, I want to challenge and encourage you to write that step down and then share what you have written with a trusted friend or mentor. Ask him or her to follow up with you in a week on how it went. That is the key to overcoming. If you could have done it yourself, you would have done it already. The way the Holy Spirit works is that in seasons like this, as he sends his word, he speaks to many different areas of our lives. Prayerfully outline your next steps from what the Lord has impressed upon your heart. Spend time seeking and speaking to God about the areas God has been dealing with you about. Is it your name or a character flaw? Then you need to bring it before God and trust him to bring a turnaround. I pray that God will separate you totally from every strange altar, because you have come to the true and living God, the source of life. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I ask for strength greater than that of Daniel, the power of the Holy Spirit to saturate my being and to set me on my feet. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.